This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, February 13th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Mountain lion protections advance. GOP farm bill to be introduced today, and Thompson previews a ag labor bill. Now, here's a programming note. Daybreak West will not be available on Monday because of the President's Day holiday. We'll be back on Tuesday. The California Fish and Game Commission yesterday voted unanimously to find that a petition to list Southern California and Central Coast mountain lion populations as threatened under the California Endangered Species Act is warranted. The move tees up a final action for the listing following a hearing dominated by sharply divided testimony. Supporters frame the proposal as necessary to address habitat loss, fragmentation, vehicle strikes, and genetic isolation in smaller populations near urban development. Department officials said the targeted lions face distinct threats and remained vulnerable without stronger, longer-term protections. Scientists and conservation advocates argue the predators are essential to ecosystem balance and urged investment in wildlife corridors, non-lethal conflict prevention, and limits on rodenticide use. Advocates argued a listing would help stabilize populations already under pressure from development. But agriculture and rural voices push back, warning the move could complicate depredation management and is unnecessary given existing protections. Abby Carlson, an assistant director of legal advocacy at California Farm Bureau, explained that declining deer populations are driving lions to working lands in rural communities, leading to significant livestock losses. Commissioners ultimately sided with the department's recommendation, voting to advance the listing determination with final findings still to come. The Trump administration yesterday repealed EPA's endangerment finding. That's a cornerstone scientific and legal determination that greenhouse gases threaten public health and welfare and therefore can be regulated under the Clean Air Act. The move, announced by President Donald Trump and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, it eliminates the legal basis for federal limits on greenhouse gas emissions from cars, power plants, and other major sources. Trump called the action, quote, the single largest deregulatory action in American history, framing it as a step to cut regulatory costs and boost consumer choice. Originally adopted in 2009 after a Supreme Court decision, the endangerment finding identified carbon dioxide, methane, and other greenhouse gases as pollutants that endanger public health. It has served as the foundation for vehicle emission standards and other federal climate regulations for more than a decade. Supporters, including some industry groups, said the repeal will reduce compliance costs and loosen federal oversight on energy and manufacturing. Critics, including environmental and public health advocates, warned the decision undermines scientific consensus and could lead to increased pollution and health risks. Legal challenges are expected quickly from states and environmental organizations, setting up what could be a prolonged court fight over the federal government's authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. California leaders quickly pushed back. Governor Gavin Newsom said the move would worsen climate-related disasters, warning it could mean, quote, more deadly wildfires, more extreme heat deaths, more climate-driven floods, and droughts. California Attorney General Rob Bonta vowed to sue, and state regulators and lawmakers signaled they will continue advancing aggressive climate policies regardless of federal action. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson due to release the text of his new farm bill today. This is Farm Bill 2.0, as he calls it, which would reauthorize a range of programs left out of the One Big Beautiful Bill last year. It is expected to include some additional provisions, including one addressing California's Prop 12 and another dealing with pesticide labeling. The committee is due to debate the bill between February 23rd and 25th. prospects for the bill beyond the committee are cloudy at best, given the tiny GOP majority in the House and the likelihood that Democrats will be strongly opposed. Thompson told members of the National Council of Agriculture Employers yesterday he had great momentum for the legislation, but he said, quote, "We can't sustain that momentum without all of you." Thompson also said at the NCAE's conference that he's a couple of weeks away from issuing discussions, draft of an ag labor bill that he hopes to introduce as a bill before the end of March. He pointed to the work the Agriculture Labor Working Group in March of 24 for insight on what would be in the legislation. The group, made up of 8 Republicans and 8 Democrats on the committee, adopted 15 recommendations unanimously. Among those, requiring the Labor Department to consult with USDA before issuing any proposed rules, streamlining recruiting and hiring in the H-2A program, granting year-round industries access to H-2A workers, and implementing a federal heat standard. The House Agriculture Committee will not have jurisdiction over the legislation. The House Judiciary Committee, chaired by Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, they will. Thompson said he has spoken with Jordan. He said, and quote, "I think he's ready to do some good work when it comes to this area of jurisdiction, and certainly when it comes to providing certainty to America's number one industry, which is agriculture." Representatives Linda Sanchez, the California Democrat, and Mike Turner, the Ohio Republican, they've introduced the Respect NATO Allies Act that would have Congress vote on any new tariffs on NATO allies. It comes as several lawmakers prepare to travel to Europe for the Munich Security Conference. NATO is the United States' greatest strategic alliance, and the relationship with our transatlantic allies must be preserved, Sanchez said in a statement. She is the ranking member of the Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee. Congress has constitutional authority over trade, and any new tariffs against our closest friends and allies should require congressional approval to protect those relationships and our national security. Well, here's today's final word. Donald Trump may put corporate greed ahead of communities and families, but California will not stand by. We will sue to challenge this illegal action, and we will continue fighting climate pollution here in our state. That the word of Governor Gavin Newsom responding to the repealing of the endangerment finding. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, February 13th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Allen.